This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Governor Jeff Landry's calling a special session to deal with tax reformation. A lot of folks were still waiting for a lot of the details of what is going to happen there. And we're joined by Jan Moeller, Invest in Louisiana, that wrote an editorial opinion piece that was published recently in NOLA.com. And he joins us. Jan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Jan. Your thoughts, in your opinion piece, you talk about how you don't believe that this is the flat tax wouldn't fix Louisiana's problems. Expound on that.
Sure. Well, thanks again for having me on. And let's just back up a little bit, if you don't mind, because this is sure. About a whole lot more than the flat tax, which is one of the things, Governor Landry, I'll give him credit for being really ambitious, because what he is proposing to do in just 2 weeks in November, right before the holiday season, is two basic things. He's proposing the largest overhaul of Louisiana's tax structure in more than a half a century. And at the same time, he's also proposing the largest, most comprehensive change to the state constitution that we've seen since the Constitutional Convention in the early 1970s, and he wants to do both of those things in a little over 2 weeks. And you're right, we don't have a lot of details. So this is a tax reform effort. He's calling it reform. I don't know if I would use that term, but it's also a constitutional convention in disguise. Your listeners may remember that the governor's top priority during the spring legislative session was to have a constitutional convention. The Senate said no to that idea because they felt it was rushed. Well, this isn't a full-fledged constitutional convention, but the first bill in this package is a bill that's 128 pages long to rewrite Article 7 of the state constitution, which is the meatiest of the articles because it deals with all the taxes and budgets. It's a very complex proposal, and it's a lot for legislators to really walk through and try to get to. So there are a lot of problems with this. The flat tax, I think our fundamental problem with it is that it's going to reduce a lot of revenue and essentially force the state to raise taxes other places, push the tax burden onto low and moderate income families. And I don't think you're going to get the bang for the buck that they say that you're going to get for that.
One of the things that I've been curious about is, they're going to broaden the tax base on the sales tax side, tax more types of transactions. I've always been, as you well know, I was the tax collector in Jefferson Parish, and I was responsible for that for a long period of time and learned more about it than I ever cared to know, quite frankly. But I always thought that what we should do is take a deep dive into these exemptions that we offer. And I'm not going to say that they're fraudulent, but they're utilized by companies that receive them that I think is a lot broader way than what was originally intended by the legislation that provided these exemptions. And it seems to me that we should take a much more proactive approach in looking at these exemptions to see whether or not we're actually getting the bang for our buck. They were given, and some of them go back to the 50s, to stimulate a sector of the economy, right? And you know, is better than most, economic conditions have changed in a lot of different ways. And I don't know that there's this viability argument that we can make about some of these exemptions. It still makes sense to us. Your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more. And look, the governor is right in a fundamental sense that we do have a lot of exemptions on the books. We have a lot of sales tax exemptions on the books. And then we have a lot of tax breaks built into the corporate tax code and the individual tax code. And it definitely makes sense to back up and look at those things. I would argue that it should take the legislature a lot more than 2 weeks that research. But especially because a lot of these legislators are in their first term. You know, we're in the first year of a quadrennium. We have term limits in the legislature. So, you know, I had a legislator call me this week and say, "Jan, I'm usually the smartest guy in the room, or at least I think I am, but I don't know the first thing about tax policy." Yeah, there are some elements in the governor's plan that I think are long overdue. You know, he proposes to get rid of, we have something called the quality jobs tax break. It costs us $150 million a year. And the state's own studies show that we don't get a good return on investment. The legislative auditor has looked at this program. The governor wants to get rid of the film incentives. We spend $150 million a year bringing film projects into Louisiana. It creates a lot of jobs and a lot of economic activity, but the return on investment to the state isn't very good. So there are a lot of, and there are a lot of smaller programs that I think aren't delivering what we once thought that they would. But if we, again, can zoom out a little bit, and when you look at what the governor's proposing, Louisiana's overall tax burden is lower than what citizens in most states pay. We are particularly low, frankly, on personal income tax. We're fourth from the bottom in per capita collections of personal income taxes. But where we are really high compared to most states is sales tax. We have the highest, when you combine the state sales tax and the local sales tax, we have the highest sales tax rate in the country. So the area where we're already low on personal income tax, that's where the governor wants to cut taxes even more. He is proposing a very large tax cut for corporations, and mostly large profitable corporations. That's who pays the corporate income tax. And he's proposing to make up that revenue by increasing taxes on sales, by broadening the sales tax base, where we're already paying the most in the country, the highest rate in the country. And the way he wants to do that is to, of course, renew the parts of the sales tax that are scheduled to expire. But he also wants to broaden the state sales tax to include a whole bunch of things that aren't currently subject to the sales tax. And that, frankly, would affect a lot of small businesses, sole proprietorship. We're talking about handymen. We're talking about Uber rides. We're talking about, you know, Netflix bills. We're talking about, you know, home repairs, dog grooming, quilting. I mean, there's a whole bunch of services that we're not taxing then, and a whole bunch of people who would be now suddenly charged with collecting and remitting taxes to state government so that we could offset these other taxes that would be cut.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And just to kind of put things in perspective, I did a little back of the envelope calculation of what's proposed. It, on $100,000 for an individual, if you had $100,000 in income, your savings annually would be $668.75 on personal income tax, state income tax. If you're married, your savings on that same $100,000, married filing jointly, would be $87.50.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And, And that's why, you know, for the sake of the exercise, look, I really truly believe there should be tax reformation. But I go back to what I said before. It's almost as though we're cherry picking certain things to get to a number to try to make this revenue neutral. Right. And then we've got some internal exotic schemes going on with education and other stuff. And we're trying to see, you know, and put pieces and parts together to make that revenue neutral for local school boards. They're still have, and I'm sure, Jan, you've talked to some folks, there's still a high level of uncertainty as to whether or not that actually is going to work for them. I don't know if you've got any additional information there.
First of all, I think you're asking exactly the right questions, but let's talk about revenue neutral first, because, you know, I think most listeners understand that the state has to balance its budget every year. You know, if you want to spend a dollar on schools or roads or healthcare or anything, you're going to have to raise that dollar in taxes. Washington doesn't have that problem, but state and local government does. The package that's before the legislature, by the governor's own numbers, is not revenue neutral. The governor is saying that it would actually, like, we would raise $100 million less than we're raising now. So we're not only redistributing the tax burden away from, you know, large profitable corporations to more of the middle and working class people by going up on sales tax. But you're right. We're creating all these questions because one of the reasons they want to, make some big constitutional changes is they want to, the state has a lot of savings accounts. One of the things we don't talk about that happened under Governor Edwards was, you know, when he took over from Bobby Jindal, the state had, you know, a little over $200 million in its savings accounts in the rainy day fund. During the next 8 years, the state collected, they established another rainy day fund. They started putting a lot of money away. So we had over $3.5 billion dollars now, way more than 10 times the amount we had in 2015 in savings. Part of the constitutional changes they're proposing would basically raid those savings accounts, pay off some retirement debt, and then, you know, try to get the teachers a pay raise. But it wouldn't be the state that gives the teachers a pay raise. It would be left to local school boards. So it's a little hard to say. And I think my understanding of what they're proposing is this would really, you know, vary from school board to school board. It might work well in a relatively, you know, not well-to-do, but a parish like East Baton Rouge, where I live. It might work very differently in a small parish where they don't have as much local revenue going to public schools.
Yeah. And then, you know, I get this text, and I'm just going to go through this exercise real quick, if you don't mind. It makes everyone pay their fair share. Well, in the personal income tax world, the tables work as follows. I mean, for the first $12,500 of income, you pay 1.85% on that $12,500. On the next $37,500, which takes you up to $50,000, on that next $37,500, you're paying 3.5% on that. And anything over 50%, you're paying 4.25% all the way to the top. If you make $100 million, you're paying 4.25% all the way up to $100 million. So everybody's treated the same, right? I mean, there's no differential there. Whatever category you fall out of at that point from your income level, that's where you fall out.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And look, Louisiana is not alone. Most states have a personal income tax, and most states have what's called a progressive income tax, which you just described.
Graduated.
As your income goes up. Yeah, graduated. Yeah, people don't like the word progressive. But as your income goes up, you know, you pay a higher rate on income above a certain level. So everybody who, you know, if you make the same income, you pay the same tax rate. And I think most people understand that to be a fair system. You know, we want people to who have, you know, had the most success, and nobody's trying to punish success, but to pay a little higher percentage. And we want people who are struggling to make ends meet to maybe have a lower tax burden. And that's what the income tax as it's currently structured. But, you know, we pay a lot of different taxes besides the personal income tax. Corporations pay taxes, and we all pay taxes as, you know, homeowners. If you're renting, you're still paying property taxes. You're just paying your landlord's property tax. Right. And we pay sales taxes. And so it's really about, you know, which, and so when you look at the tax burden, you have to look at the overall tax burden. And in Louisiana right now, we know that the people with the lowest incomes actually pay a higher percentage of their overall income in state and local taxes. And the folks at the very top, the top 1%, actually pay a lower rate. Now, you know, 6.5%.
Well, they pay a lower percentage of the. They pay a lower percentage of their overall income.
I mean, absolutely. You know, they pay a lot more taxes.
If you make $2 million, you're not eating more food. You know, I mean, there's a sustenance level that you reach, and, you know, there's a tax on that level. So, I mean, it may move a little bit. I may eat at Nobu's more often than somebody that's not making that kind of money. But it's not, as you point out, it's not an appreciable amount of money in the end, right?
No, exactly. And so if you're making $2 million, good for you. You've been successful, and you're paying more taxes than somebody who makes $20,000 a year. But that person making $20,000, probably working really hard, is paying a higher tax rate than that person making $2 million. And the proposal that the governor has put out would, frankly, move that tax burden more in the direction of low-income and working-class Louisianans and away. I mean, we have to remember, you know, one of the big elements of this proposal is getting rid of the corporate franchise tax. That's been a goal of the business community for a long time, but the corporate franchise tax is paid almost exclusively by the big boys. You know, by large, you know, and we're talking, you know, petrochemical companies that are headquartered far away from Louisiana that have invested money in Louisiana. But when you cut the corporate franchise tax, what you're really doing is you're saving $400 million to the shareholders of those large corporations instead of keeping that money in Louisiana, where we're using it to pay for teachers and education and health care and services that people need, public safety.
Yeah. Well, we will visit with you again, Jan, as more and more of these details are revealed. I know everybody's scrambling, trying to get their hands on exactly what this is going to look like. And we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Jan Moeller, Invest in Louisiana. We're actually going to have Secretary Richard Nelson coming on at 12:30. He is the brain trust of a lot of this program that's being proposed. So stay with us. We'll be right back when this is Newell on WWL. Excuse me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.